The organization currently uses RU486 to induce abortion through the ninth week of pregnancy in combination with another drug a woman can take at home. But House Bill 2036, approved in 2012, spells out it can be used in Arizona only as approved by the Food and Drug Administration. That means only through 7 weeks in higher doses, requiring another trip to a clinic and higher expense. And for women beyond 7 weeks, that means a surgical procedure. Proponents led by the Anti-Abortion Center for Arizona Policy said they're looking out for the health of women. But Brian Howard, president of Planned Parenthood Arizona, said that's not true.
It's clear the real purpose of House Bill 2036 was to restrict access to safe, legal abortion in Arizona and to interfere in a woman's private medical decisions.
Josh Credit of the Center for Arizona Policy said opposition is all about Planned Parenthood preferring to offer medical abortions to women for profit reasons.
It's easier for them to sell it to them. They want to be able to use it beyond the FDA protocol and be able to continue to market it to women beyond, and that is profit-driven.
But Credit sidestepped multiple questions of how forcing women to undergo a more complex and expensive procedure to terminate their pregnancy means more money for Planned Parenthood. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.